Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina with you. And Greg, early in the week, we learned about defensive lineman Jordan Riley leaving the Carolina football team. But unfortunately for the Heels and depth across the board, he's not the only one departing the Tar Heels.
Yeah, and one of the things with North Carolina is we talk a lot about recruiting, especially in-state recruiting. And Jordan Riley's from Durham, played at Riverside. But you also have guys like Javal Millett, who was a four-star wide receiver out of Randleman, and then JT Calton, who's a redshirt freshman wide receiver. He's a three-star out of Waxhaw. And so three North Carolina kids have exited the program for different reasons this spring. And attrition happens every offseason. You've got anywhere from 6 to 10 players that leave the program for a variety of reasons, whether some are dismissed, whether some are you have academic issues, whether some just decide to move on from the sport. Tommy Hatton, for example, retired due to some concussions that he's been dealing with. And so you hate to see that, but that is part of the game. But the fact that we are talking about three North Carolina kids, you don't like that from a recruiting standpoint, because that's one of those things that other teams can kind of use against you. But at the same time, when you look at these particular positions, you know, at wide receiver, North Carolina is in good hands because they've got a lot of talented kids coming in. You've got a couple of big name kids, and Jordan Adams supposed to join the team in the fall, as well as the green kid out of Florida who was highly touted. So while you can always make up for losses with extra players coming in, the attrition is kind of the ugly truth of football during the offseason.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.